We are live, broadcasting live from the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. We will continue with another guest interview. We have Tiffany Ng here with us. Tiffany, so glad you could join us this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Maybe a nice launching point here would be for you just to tell us about your instrument, and this is not one that we may hear about every day, perhaps, so if you could just describe what it looks like, what it sounds like, how it works, a little bit about that.
So the carillon is a set of large bronze bells in a tower, usually, played from a keyboard and pedal board. Carillons range tremendously in size, from just 2 octaves of bells up to the largest carillons in the world have 77 bells in total, so you actually have to walk from one side of the keyboard to the other. And it's played from a special keyboard and pedal board, where the keys are very large, so that you can press down each key with your fist. There's no electrical assistance with moving clappers that might weigh 100 pounds or more inside the bells.
Oh, wow.
So that's why you need your entire fist to be able to play. And there's a pedal board as well, so you can play with your feet, and that allows for larger chords, polyphony, as well as being able, in very heavy carillons, to use the muscles of your legs to move some of those biggest
And you're such
bell
a
clappers.
Petite person. I'm just 5 feet tall. You. Yeah. How did you get started with the carillon? How did you get interested in that?
I started at Yale University, where there is an entirely student-run organization. It's kind of like a cappella. They bring in new students, teach them some carillon, and then audition them. And then I got more formal training at the Royal Carillon School in Belgium.
Wow. Nice.
And we know you have a really busy day today because you have 2 performances coming up. Could you tell us a little bit about what's on the program?
So today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and I'm really excited to be playing the North American premiere of Don Avery's new piece called Planting Songs. And Don Avery is a composer and cellist of Mohawk descent and an incredible, incredible artist who was in residence with the Carillon program last year. When we got to meet, she found out that I do a lot of volunteer native plant restoration in our natural areas here. And so we really connected on that, and she wrote this piece called Planting Songs for me. So I premiered it in Berlin in August, and today's the North American premiere.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna offer a little preview for folks who may be interested in attending. This is open to the public, your concerts, right?
Yes. By default, Carillon concerts are open to the public. And
they're
free.
Hard to avoid. This is Planting Songs by Don Avery. Anything else that we need to know about this piece before we play it?
Oh, for sure. So this piece is a combination of women's traditional planting songs and seed songs, and also 3 original planting songs that Dawn has developed in order to further the theme of this piece. And she herself learned to plant and harvest Haudenosaunee gardens in the traditional way from 6 Nations singers who also taught her those planting songs.
Wow. Tiffany Ng, thank you so much for joining us here on FM 91. We're going to play your music, and we'll be back with some more interviews live on the road. It's FM 91 on the road here on Public Radio, FM 91.